Hello, how are you? Nice to see you again. This is Shane. Hope you are having a fabulous day. Today, I'm going to read you a short story. The purpose of reading you short story is to improve your listening skill. And when your listening skill is improving, your oral English will follow very surely. Okay, this story is titled Nothing happens. 当我们在发那个 thing 的时候 ,thing, 你要把舌尖放在上面和下面牙齿的中间，你照着镜子应该看得到你的舌尖。Nothing happens. Here we go. It is a Sunday morning.Harry has no classes today. He has breakfast and goes out. He is going to his grandfather's home. Now he's on his way there. He walks and walks. Then he comes to a river. The river is not wide. There is a board over the river. Harry walks onto the board.Suddenly, he falls into the river. Help! Help! Harry is crying. But no one comes. There is no one nearby. He waits in the water for some time, but nothing happens. He begins to get up. Aha! The water is not very deep.It only comes to half his legs. So this little boy gets a fright for nothing, which is a good thing. It's a good thing that he is not injured. He's safe. Okay, it is a Sunday morning and Harry has no classes today. Wonderful. And then the first word we look at is wide.W-I-D-E 大家还记得英文这个规律吗？你看 W-I-D-E E 是最后一个、letter in the word 最后一个字 E 在这边不发音 E 的前面是 D D 是子音子音的前面是 I I 是个元音这个时候英文 99.9% 的规律是这个 I 要发长音 WideWide Board B-O-A-R-D Board 是木板 Fall F-A-L-L 这个字呢在这边是摔跤 He falls into the river 在美国 Fall 也是秋天的意思在属阴系的国家会比较喜欢讲Autumn, 所以 fall and autumn 都是秋天。奇怪哈，美国是 spring, summer, fall and winter。啊，新西兰和澳大利亚是 spring, summer, autumn, winter。所以秋天是 fall, 也是 autumn, the same thing。Nearby, nearby.Nearby 附近的意思 Near 是靠近 Nearby 就是附近 There's no one nearby There's no one there Nothing happens Which is great Get up 站起来早上你还想睡懒觉妈妈说 Come on Harry get up 起床啦所以 get up 有起床的意思也有站起来的意思 deep D-E-E-P deep E-E 在这边发的是长音 E deep luckily the water is not deep only comes to half his legs which is awesome so Harry is safe again okay encourage you to readAnd listening to this story, and then read out aloud yourself, and just remember, practice makes perfect. Hope to see you tomorrow. Ciao.
更多精彩内容，请大家关注我们的微信公众号，在微信上搜索英语故事课堂就可以啦。每天都会有更新的故事哦。